Jimmy and Nate's Hits and Gigs. Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
Yeah, it's all happening this Friday, the 7th of May, Rest Point Showroom, Jim. We've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians performing a gala-style show. You and I, we're going to be there hosting the night, giving out prizes, all that kind of stuff. Now, for the last week or so, we've had a different comic who'll be joining us on Friday on the show to help us give away tickets, to catch up with them, to see how they are going. One of the comics, we're very excited. He's actually starting things off well.
Is he kicking things off?
He's kicking things off.
I feel like he's a closer. Because, look, and I mean no disrespect to the other comedians that we've had on the show, but you've been doing a bit of stand-up.
Yes.
You're going to be doing a bit of stand-up on the night.
Mm-hmm.
But and I've been going along to watch you, and I went along one night, and this bloke was on, and I mean it blew me away, and he is my favourite Tassie comedian,
yeah.
So I'm very excited for this Friday.
He said that to me just before off-air as well.
I said that to everyone that's been on the show.
All right, well, let's introduce him. He's a Tassie actor and comedian. You might know him as a Crips ambassador. He's also one of our comedians for Hits and Gigs. Please welcome Mick Davies. Big Mickey.
Hey, guys.
How you going,
great
buddy?
To be here. I do remember that night, as well, the night that I blew you away. Yeah.
What a ripper night that was.
It was. It was good.
I think, was that one of my first stand-ups? Was that one of my first?
It was one of your first ones, yeah.
It might have been... Do you remember it, Mick?
I was there for your first time.
Yeah, he was there for your first time. You're all there.
I was there for your first time. It was not
a group,
comedy, though.
It was a group setting for my first time, which is really good.
No pressure.
Yeah. Mum and Dad were there. The whole family was
cheering you on.
Producer Grace, were you there for my first two as well?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, good.
Everyone was there.
Everyone was there for my first time.
It was a weird text to get.
Time and a place.
Yeah.
It was a weird time. It was like 7:32. It was very specific.
It was so strange.
This is the moment, guys.
Yeah.
Bring a candle.
They asked. They only asked for 10 minutes as well, which I couldn't even... I think I
You couldn't get there.
No, I couldn't get there. 30-second set was crazy.
But Mick said that to us. You build your way up. You know what I mean? You start small and then you stay there.
Mick, let's talk about you, buddy. How are things going? Of course, the comedy scene opening up a lot more 2021 than it was last year. You got the Coops Ambassador stuff going. How is everything?
Great. Yeah. So there's two weekly rooms at the moment, and that's always a pleasure to be able to get up on stage a couple of times a week. People on the mainland, they kind of freak out. They say, "How many gigs are down there?" And I say, "Two." And they're like, "What? More than one? You guys are mad."
Yeah, right.
But so I do have some news to pass on from the Crips Ambassador.
Oh,
he was driving down was it Newtown Road, the intersection with Newtown Road and I think Carlton Street. There's a big billboard there with you guys on it.
Yeah.
And he wanted to pass on that he's furious about that.
Oh, okay.
And that he's coming for that billboard.
Well, because the thing is, he's got the Crips Ambassador does have the one at the airport.
He has my favourite billboard. It's the one when you're leaving. And it's no Crips where you're going. Yeah. Idiots.
Yeah. So that,
you
that's.
You losers. Yeah.
So, I think that's what it says. You losers.
That's in white.
It actually
font,
says, you losers, Jimmy and Nat.
Which is really strange.
Yeah. He's got a weird vendetta, actually. It's sort of escalating.
I don't know why. We've had him on the show. We're a big fan of Crips. I don't know why.
Mm. Yeah. He's like that.
He's threatened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, hang on. These guys seem to be popular.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Well, we can tell the Crips Ambassador. We'll swap him. He can have our Newtown Road one if we get the airport one. So
it doesn't work like that. I don't think he's ever negotiated with a bloke. He's an absolute madman.
Yeah, he's not giving anything up. He just wants more.
You are performing our Hits and Gigs this Friday. We are looking forward to it, which will be awesome. Again, the lineup: Mick Davies, Chloe Black, Nelly Ryan, Gav Baskerville. He's put himself in there, which is good.
Yeah, again, we messaged Gav to ask, and he said, "I'll put the best Tassie comedians together, boys." And then I'm like, "Gav's on there."
And a kid, and of course, we've got David Rose coming down from Melbourne as well, which will be good.
Yeah, be good.
But Mick, to give away these tickets, we've been doing it for the last week or so. We've asked people to laugh for us. So 131060, if you want these exclusive tickets to our Tassie Comedy Gala, it's called Hits and Gigs. Not many tickets left available. You can win them from us right now, 131060. And Mick, what we're looking for is people to laugh, because as you know, it's always good when you're a stand-up comic that people laugh.
I'm pretty well versed in laughs, guys. I get them when I really don't want them.
Can I say, when I saw you do stand-up, a lot of it seemed off the cuff. There's a bit of ad-lib stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting to what the crowd's doing. Do you occasionally like to not get the laugh, like as a bit of a challenge, or do you go out with the intention that you want to...
What are you saying? Because there's many times it looks like you're trying not to get a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I like to ratchet up the difficulty factor before going.
It's like a video game, you know what I mean? Easy, normal, hard. Yeah.
Back when I used to do rooms when there was 10 people and there was a TV above me playing the AFL finals, I just like to really compete with West Coast versus the Bulldogs. You know, that's.
Really, is that a gig you had to do?
Yeah. In Melbourne.
Mick does this thing where he abuses the audience and he has to win them back.
Oh, yeah. I just do it like a little straw poll and say, like, what's your mum's name? Okay, how old is she? And then work her in and really give him a once-over. Then start the comedy. Yeah.
Mick has a little hat and it's like, write someone you love or something you love and then Mick just, I'm going to roast them over this. Yeah. Really go after them.
I'm going to yucky all yum, you weirdo. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a stellar lineup of Tassie comics. One of them still joining us in the studio. You may know him as the Crips Ambassador, Mick Davies. Welcome, buddy.
Gentlemen, so good to be here.
Now, Mick, first of all, thanks for agreeing to do the hits and gigs this Friday, which will be exciting. We've got a stellar lineup. I think we've got something like 7 comics performing. We've got prizes. We've got free drinks. Jim, you and I, we're going to be hosting the whole night. But to give away these tickets, we only have a limited amount because you can buy them, jokerscomedy.com.au. But to win them from us, Mick, what we've been doing is getting people to laugh. Because as a comic, you want some good laughers in the crowd, would you agree?
Yeah, totally. I think this competition is going to be pretty easy because all comedians are very, very needy. And if anyone laughs near me, I'm just like, want to be friends?
So, is that something I said? Yeah. All right. So how this is going to work is I'm going to give these callers a boom tish. They're going to laugh. And then, Mick, it's over to you whether or not you think they deserve the tickets. Let's go to Amanda from Berrydale. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, Amanda, do you like to laugh?
I love to laugh.
You love to laugh. Do you like to drink?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to win prizes, Amanda?
I certainly do.
And do you like Crips bread? Irrelevant question, but just thought I'd ask.
It's a pretty important one.
I don't want to comment because I've already heard what you've been talking about the billboard.
Okay. All right, Amanda, I'm going to give you a boom tish. I then need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh, okay?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Well done, Amanda. Okay, that's good. Mick, over to you,
mate. That was good. Like, if I got a laugh like that, I'd be like, you know, when she drew the second breath after that, I'd be like, bloody hell, you were right. Like, I don't want to kill anyone for these jokes.
Mick's like, you're right, I was funny. That's some good gear.
Well, Mick, up to you. Does she deserve the tickets?
Absolutely.
Oh, you got him. You got him, Amanda. Well done. You're coming along to Hits and Gigs, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Mo from Kingston. Hey, Mo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Going all right, Mo. Do you like to laugh?
Look, I do like to laugh.
Okay, that's good. Now, Mo, if I give you a boom tish, can you give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh? And you've got to impress Mick.
I can give it a go.
Okay, all right. Are you ready, Mo?
Hopefully.
Here we go. That sounded like you just paid somebody out and you're like, ah.
And then you kind of regret it at the end. You go, oh.
What do you reckon, Mick?
That's great. That's the kind of laugh I want after I just shut down a heckler. They're like, you idiot. Absolutely. That's a ripper, mate.
All right. Well done, Mo.
Thanks, guys.
You are coming along to Hits and Gigs, okay?
Brilliant, keen.
Good.
Oh, keen. We didn't ask you, Mo. Do you like a drink?
Sorry?
Do you like a drink?
I love a drink.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the feeling that Mo.
Do you like have you got a favourite drink? Is it a mojito?
Look, I wouldn't say no to a mojito.
I was hoping you were going to do that laugh again, but I didn't.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.